Hello and welcome to another Frankenstein's Dog's Dinner of an episode of The Couch. I'm your host, Dave. This week, we begin with a fresh segment we saved from Couch 44 because it ran long. Fun and creative ways to waste time at work. So, take it away!
What are some things that you can do to kill time at work when you're trying to act busy?
I don't know. It's tough sometimes.
I figure you're the expert on this.
Not really. I don't know. I mean, my day just seems to slip away no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does. I mean, sometimes, like today, I got there in the morning, and the next thing I knew, it was like 11.
Yeah.
And then before that, I had to leave for a little bit, and I come back, it's like after 2.
Yeah.
Well, day's over.
Yeah.
I mean, having the internet at your disposal is kind of rough sometimes. I mean, it really is.
Yeah. I know today, well, it was sort of work-related.
Yeah.
I was wondering what it would take. I'm building this little battery-powered tester thing.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what would it take to put a little buzzer inside it? And not just like a buzzer, just like a meep, but one that, like a cell phone.
Yeah.
Actually like a pager motor inside it. I was like, it's about 89 cents. But then $10 shipping and handling, and it just about doubled the battery drain on the thing. I think I'll go without it.
Well, I did have a topic, kind of like a time waster thing.
Yeah.
Because there was an article about how now in Congress and the House, they're going to allow, smartphones and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Allow them into the chamber.
Yeah.
And really, no work is going to get done then. Because, I mean, nothing's going to be sexting going on and
yeah.
People playing, games and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Should we pass this law? Stop it. I'm busy playing Angry Birds. Leave me alone. sometimes, the phone, I like having the phone and stuff, but they really are a time waster.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so easy to get caught up in stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I downloaded an app called Email Reader.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be a reader, so you can, run it while you drive, so to read your email.
Yeah.
For you. So basically, what I do, all I use it for is to use my one email to send an email to my other email address, so then I can have it read it. So I'll put stuff, come fuck me up the ass.
Yeah.
So it'll say, from blah, 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 then come fuck me up the ass. That's a complete time waster. I didn't even delete the app. I still have it because I like to use it.
Oh, Christ. Remember on the A500 we used to do that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like that computer. Well, it is that computer voice.
Yeah.
It's like the male computer voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a time waster, though. That is a good time waster. I don't do that at work, though. What are you doing? Because that's the last thing you want to explain. What are you doing? I'm sending an email to myself so I can listen to this program, read it back to me.
No, I got an email from my mom.
Yeah.
She says, fuck me with a donkey's dick.
So that's a big time waste.
Yeah. I was thinking, just defragment your computer.
Yeah.
That always takes, 6 hours.
No, I never do that.
No, nobody does anymore. It takes too long.
Yeah.
Last time I tried to do it, the power went out. That was fun trying to fix that. You can make a fresh pot of coffee every time you get a cup, even if it's full. you can empty your trash. That usually kills at least half an hour.
Yeah. I remember, years back when I worked at that other place,
mm-hmm.
I enjoyed going to take a shit. And I remember, too, I had, this would be like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had like those Nextel smartphones.
Yeah.
When the whole two-way thing was the big craze.
Yeah.
And the phone actually had internet on it.
Yeah.
And most of the And most of the people didn't even know it had internet on it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was just all text-based anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, news and things like that. So I go, oh, I'm going to go take a shit. And we just sit in there and read news stories and things like that. It was terrible.
Good. Let me see. You can update all your software.
Yeah.
You can ask somebody a huge multi-part question 5 seconds before they leave for work on a two-week vacation.
Yeah.
And they say you can't get any work done until they answer it. But I think Dilbert might have covered that.
Hey, you know, wait, going back to the phone thing again?
Yeah.
On a side note, I remember after a couple months that we had them, they were complaining because the bills were too high because they were moving a lot of data.
Yeah.
Because at that time, I mean, data was really, really expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, there wasn't like any flat rate plan.
Yeah.
But no one ever stopped it. It just said, these bills are getting really expensive. Because I think they would even charge you per every time you two-way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, people would just use them saying, you know, like, my balls hurt or something. Then they start complaining because people were using a lot of data.
Yeah. Actually, to get back to what you're saying, you can always use the toilet 3 or 4 times an hour. Just, like, claim you're diabetic or something.
Yeah. That gets old after a while, though.
Well, yeah, but you got phones now.
Yeah.
You've
been in the bathroom for 8 hours.
Well, that's not true. I had to walk from the door to the bathroom. So it was about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Let's see. Whenever you need to ask a coworker a single question, hold a meeting and invite your entire work group. Maybe half the people from the other work groups as well. And volunteer to take care of the office plants and try to turn it into a full-time job. I mean, you'll never be downsized if you're plant man.
Yeah, really. Yes, you can't fire me. I run the plants. You probably could turn that into a full-time job.
Yeah, probably.
Because then if they try and fire you, you could probably sue them for some, I don't know, for some legal
discrimination.
Even though you're growing marijuana. Yeah.
Incompetents are a minority in this country. You're discriminating.
Yeah, it's definitely much easier to waste time at work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not even sure how someone can function with a phone now, and if they had to work like a job where you're out and about and doing things.
Yeah.
Especially if no one's like really keeping up. I mean, how does anything get done?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, since you can watch movies and everything like that on your phone.
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't think anything's really getting done.
Yeah. So, do you have any more topics?
No.
None?
No. You know, do you find it annoying if, you know,
your co-host doesn't have any topics?
Yes. Bastards. Hey, you've done it too.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, this article too, saying about, you know, things in the future. I remember one of the things said about people, you know, people, like younger people having a conversation with somebody right next to them while they're texting with somebody. You know, that is annoying when someone does that. You're trying to talk to them and they're like on their phone.
Yeah.
Because you know they're not paying attention to you.
Yeah.
Because their brain can't handle that function, you know.
No, you can't do two things at once.
No, you can't.
If someone would just explain that to all of the bosses in every company across the country.
Multitasking is great.
Yeah, as long as you don't want to do anything very well.
Yeah.
End up taking longer than if you just focused on one thing at a time. I mean, multitasking, you can multitask, but it involves cutting things up into small chunks.
Yeah.
So you work on this for like an hour, then you work on this for like 3 hours, and then on this for the rest of the day. And then everything moves along slowly rather than trying to just do three things at once.
My problem with multitasking is because since everything is available to you now, I could be working on something, and all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden, it's like, I want to watch Sledgehammer right now. Because I just think about something, and I'm like, no, that was pretty funny. It's not, you know, it's not like it used to be where you say, oh, you know, that's kind of funny, you know, you hear the joke in your head. It's like, well, I could probably go home and watch that tonight if I wanted to.
Yeah, of course, then you forget unless you make notes to yourself.
Yeah. But now, you know, it's readily available to you.
Yeah.
Like, well, I want to watch Sledgehammer. All right, why not now? My God, you're driving. So that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that great? With Valentine's Day coming up, I thought it would be good to include something about Valentine's Day. So here is a quick, fun segment from Couch 23.
But I was just wondering what happens, like, does, like, St. Easter or something, you know, like, does St. Valentine's get jealous of the Easter Bunny, you know?
Yeah.
And what does Santa do the rest of the year? I mean, okay, I guess he's spying on little kids, but how about the rest of them? You know, what does the Great Pumpkin do for the other 9 months of the year? You know?
He's not real, but Santa Claus is real.
Yeah, but seriously, I mean, what are these different saints and holidays and things? What do they do the rest of the year?
Jack shit. It's probably,
Yeah, I mean, but does Valentine ever grab the, you know, that nice Tommy gun and go hunting down the Easter Bunny?
Maybe they're put on hold by big corporations.
Yeah. But I'm thinking it'd probably be like, you know, Hassan, you know, next Valentine's Day, you get like Hassan pepper with like rabbit ears.
Yeah.
What are all these eggs?
You know, with all the Christmas cartoons and stuff they show, you think they would update
the
toys in them or something?
Mm-hmm.
Because
the Christmas at Rock, the curmudgeon old man that learns the true value of Christmas. Christmas that really kicked ass, the curmudgeon old woman learns the true spirit of Christmas. And the Christmas that wasn't that bad, where a curmudgeon old man and a curmudgeon old woman learned the true spirit of Christmas. Oh, that was off Mystery Science Theater.
I'm not sure if there's anywhere we can go with this.
I don't know. It was just a joke.
Maybe he does get jealous. We actually didn't get our kids anything for Easter.
No?
Take that.
They probably thanked you.
Yeah, we
got a couple cream eggs. That was it.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, when we were really little, we'd get candy, but not very much.
We had a cookout, like, over at her mom's house, mm-hmm. and her mom just laid out some plastic eggs for the, you know, the smaller kids.
Yeah.
But we never really got into it.
Yeah, and we did hunt Easter eggs, but it was just...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, some people
it's
are...
like for everyone you found, you got like a nickel or something.
Yeah.
And a good time was had by us all. And this one comes to us from all the way back in Couch 17. We delve into internet comments and why they pretty much suck.
Internet comments. Who cares? Why are they even there?
Yes. Except if you're commenting on this podcast, then that's important.
Oh, yeah.
But everyone knows that. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, well, internet comments, why are they there? I just honestly don't understand.
On,
I mean, it's...
On any site, you mean?
On any site.
Well, so people can express their opinion and talk about the topic at hand.
Yeah, but I mean, if I wanted to listen to a bunch of assholes, I'd have judged that fart contest, you
yes.
know? Come on.
Or you can listen to this podcast.
Yeah, nobody... The thing, nobody cares. Absolutely no one cares. It's just there. It pleases anyone with an axe to grind. And
yeah.
I'm not talking about the trolls. I'm talking about people who are actually expressing their opinions.
Yes.
Who cares what they think?
Well, most people... Well, it's more if you... You know, preaching to the, you know, the choir type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get into the, you know, you have a whole group of like-minded people.
Yeah.
But they are usually are the same.
Yeah, well, it pleases anybody with an axe to grind about anything.
Yeah.
And especially it's bad when you see somebody, one news story, and someone filters it through their own little world. It's like, well, you know, this news story happened because, you know, Haiti is cursed or something. And, of course, it's like when people are in their cars. They lose touch with the fact that there's human beings piloting those other vehicles.
Yeah. You know, I really wish when, like, Pat Robertson would come out with those comments and you hear news stories, it would just be so great to hear, like, the news anchor go, "Woo, that guy's smoking some weed." but they validate them.
Yeah.
And if you really think that that happened because, I don't know, the Haitians made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
Then you probably still believe in Santa Claus.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to sell my soul to Satan when I was 11 years old. I was really pissed off when he never showed up.
Yeah. He seems like he's just being an asshole anyway. And
I know.
I always picture him like the devil from, which we'll be talking about later, UHF. You know, the guy with the... that's how I always...
You make me sick.
I always picture him like that, talking that like kind of swarmy voice, like, yeah. It seems like he would be that way. Because he, you know, have that... Now I'm going to say that axe to grind with Jesus or God or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know me.
Uh-huh. But it's the communication paradox is what this is. The tools that could be used to further a greater understanding and true communication between people, I'm reading from this,
obviously
leads to people actually turning off their brains and just yelling at each other. So there's a lot more words, but there's a lot less communication.
Yeah. Are you saying that internet comments can go off in a tangent?
I mean, even when they're on topic, instead of, you know, expressing their opinion and having a meaningful discussion and trying to see the other point of view,
yeah,
it's just about trashing somebody and feeling good about yourself.
I have a love-hate relationship with those comment sections.
I don't even read them anymore.
Unless
I read it by mistake.
Yeah. Well, I'll glance through because... You know, I need to know what's being said. But I'm not going to go through and read each one. Like, I'm not going to hit next on the I'm not going to go that far. But I have to go through and, you know, if you're...
Any website that is actually policed, I might read the comments.
But most of them aren't. It's just... just let it go. One of the worst ones is if you go to any, sports website.
Yeah.
Because, I like football, and I'll keep up on it. And I like to read those comments because just how retarded the people are. Because someone will write an article, then the next thing, the first comment is like, this guy's an idiot. He doesn't know how. It's like, well, if this guy was so good, wouldn't he be the one writing the article and not the guy that has the degree and actually, you know, formulate paragraphs and put something.
Yeah. There was something on Cracked today, but just go and read Cracked.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing here.
But I can only imagine what a comment section is like on a Rush Limbaugh site.
Yeah.
I mean, besides the comedy aspect of it, I mean, what are you really going to have? A bunch of scared white people and racists?
Yeah. I mean, you'd be lucky to even get that, you know, people that intelligent. At least scared, that implies that there's, you know, actual decision making going on.
Yeah.
There's IQ higher than room temperature Celsius, you know.
Well,
never mind all the spam that's on these things.
Yeah. Well, there is some. You see it every now and then. But on my Facebook, someone at one time posted something about, you know, she went to this, it was one of the local TV stations.
Yeah.
And they have like a talk back section. And she said, you know, I went there and I posted, you know, it's a great place to vent.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, I had to go there and see. You know, what she wrote was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then, of course, then you read the other, you see the other comments. And at that point, I was forced to sign up. And I had to say something because it's not so much that, and I didn't even really rail on anybody. It was more of, wake up and, like, smell the coffee. You know, think outside your box a little.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically what I think about it. I have a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah, I know we were talking today at, it wasn't even an internet comments, but on a tangent here. Our boss, Yakov, was talking about, he sat at this one standards committee meeting, and he's like, you know, there's like the information seminars, and then there's the things where you have the voting, and then you have the free entertainment, which is like, you know, the different people arguing. And, you know, such as one company trying to force their opinion through on everybody else, and
all this
passion, people screaming back and forth at each other about, you know, do we use the word the or the word the? It's like, how do we pronounce it? And, you know, one guy's just trying to flex his muscle, obviously. And other people are just making a big deal out of it because he's making a big deal out of it. And they want to make sure that they're not getting outplayed. It's like, yeah, that's the free entertainment.
It'd be better if they just came to Blues and start fighting each other. Or not fighting each other, at least literally blowing each other right there.
Yeah, well, that's what it usually leads to.
Deep throating. So if you... Internet comments are important to only this podcast.
Yeah.
And they all better be good, damn it.
Please let us know people are listening.
And to cap it all off, a special little treat from our musical library. This is a quick, fun little song that Ron wrote back in 8th grade, entitled Do the Mario Part 2. I hope you enjoy.
Hey everybody, I am Mario, ready to fuck a car stereo. I'll fuck anything for a cheap thrill, even your car grill. I'll make love to the fish too, as long as it doesn't move. Do the Mario, bend over. Do the Mario, bend over. Do the Mario,
bend over. Look what they're doing to the cat.
Now it's my turn to fuck the cat. I'll make it completely flat. As you know, I'm Luigi, the plumber. Give me less number without taking the number. Do the Mario, bend over. Do the Mario, bend over. Do the Mario, bend over.
Look what they're doing to the cat.
Hey Mario, look at that dead cat in the road.
Get out of my way, I'm fucking a verse.
No,
basically, it comes down, if you're not putting out, someone's getting out.